When it comes to guns like the ones used in the mass shooting in Las Vegas, the U.S. is in many ways an outlier. If you compare us to countries around the world, the U.S. is by far the largest exporter and importer of so-called small arms. Those are weapons designed for individual use, and that includes semi-automatic rifles.
They tend to be the weapon that is most used in things that we're concerned about, criminal violence through to human rights abuses.
Nick Marsh is with the Peace Research Institute also. He contributed research to the Small Arms Survey, which tracks small arms production and trade around the world. So first of all, Nick, we've got to break down all of this in terms of countries that actually provide transparent access to their manufacturing and export numbers, like countries like Iran and North Korea, for example. We don't really know that much, correct?
Not very much at all for those countries. But we have pretty good data on where we know most of the production is. And the U.S. is the largest exporter and importer, but you also have large industries and large exporters in countries like Germany, Italy, and other parts of Western Europe. And then outside, you've got Brazil's got a large industry, large exports, Israel, China as well.
Nick, if you take a country like Italy or Germany, which are 2 and 4, respectively, of the top small arms exporters, are they high in the rankings because their gun control laws are so tight that they look elsewhere for more open markets like the U.S. to sell their products?
There's quite a lot of firearms in Germany and Italy, but they're mostly shotguns, guns which are used for hunting. And what you have is sort of industries producing for domestic markets in those countries, as I say, things like shotguns, but also selling large quantities of things like pistols to the United States. So the U.S. market is sucking in sort of firearms from the rest of the world. And you've got some countries like Croatia, their industry is basically geared up to supply the U.S. Market. It doesn't really export very much to anywhere else.
And here in the U.S., the market for these small weapons is civilians. How does that compare with other countries that actually produce these weapons?
In the U.S., it's by far the greatest market segment is civilians. You've got roughly about 270 to 300 million, depending on who's doing the estimate, guns in civilian hands. And then you've got about 2.2 million in the armed forces, including reserves, probably about 1.2 million or so police officers. So, the civilian holdings of weapons in the U.S. are enormously larger than the government. In somewhere like Japan, where they have very strict firearms regulations, then, the balance is the other way, that the government has far more guns. In other countries where you have differing regulations, such as Germany, Sweden, Finland, you probably find a majority of guns are in civilian hands, but not nearly as many as in the United States.
Yeah, and just on a final note, Nick, that is, I guess, harder to kind of track with real data. As you looked at other countries, how do they see the U.S. with this muscular importing and exporting ability with firearms?
Well, a lot of the action is just not really understanding it. The rest of the world doesn't really think of firearms in that way. There's lots of places where you have fairly high ownership of firearms, for example, Norway, but they're a piece of sports equipment. You don't have the relationship between sort of ownership for firearms and, personal protection or things like that. If people have one, it's something that's kept locked up the whole time because it's potentially dangerous sports equipment. It's not something that you want to carry around with you all the time.
Nick Marsh there with the Peace Research Institute Oslo. He was speaking with us from Norway.